I was just thinking about that article and trying to get some thoughts out, so here it goes. So pretty much the article, as far as what I read, said that base stealing is way down and that Moneyball is to blame, pro baseball is to blame. And this is just my opinion, but I think in pro baseball, you know, you're looking at a 162-game season, trying to put value on players and value on what teams are doing. I still think you could argue that base stealing still has effect with so many high base stealers being in the World Series, base stealing teams the last, you know, 10 years. The numbers aren't crazy, but they still use it as somewhat of a tool. I think in college, we try to treat it the same. And my argument that in some areas, it's different. I think coaches typically look at base stealing as something that can't be taught, and you run guys out in high-risk situations too often. And what happens is early they get thrown out, you squash it, and move on. You don't want to take that risk. It's easier to score from first than risk it stealing second. All that stuff I believe in is accurate. But I think if you flip it and talk about, make the argument more that it's a tool to be taught, just like for some hitting is, some hitters can do it natural, and some guys it can be taught. So there are times where you put guys out in the deep end and say, hey, I'm going to let them work through this offensively. Base stealing can be the same thing as long as you're continuing to teach them and continuing to develop him. Then I think the arguments go out the window about Moneyball or sabermetrics. Because if I have a guy that is a freshman, if you look at his career as 3 years or 4 years, or even 2 years for junior college guys, that goes out and fails the first four times, maybe he's 1 for 5, or maybe, and we hope that it doesn't happen often, but maybe that's the case. Or maybe he gets picked off 3 times, and it's such a bad feeling, it's such a big out. But I think if you look at it as an investment, as long as you still teach him, as long as he can get better through the year, let's say at the end of the year he's 6 for 6. So now he, I forget what I said earlier, but now let's say he's 6 for 10. He's still at a 60% success rate, and it says, don't go. I don't think that's accurate, because I feel like his last 6 bags are weighted much heavier than what they are in the non-conference games at the beginning of the year. That, yes, you definitely want to win, and for some teams, we want to be in a position for an at-large bid potentially, and those games really matter. We try to make those failing times and times that it won't matter as much, and if they do, you know, at the end of the year, if we're playing well, that 6 for 6 might be in a regional, that last 2 for 2 might be big stolen bases in a regional. So I'd make an argument in the first year it's worth it. Let's say you're still not convinced there. Well, I would say if you taught him to steal by the end of his first year of college baseball, he should have that tool set for the next 2 to 3 years. So now you look and say he was 6 for 10 as a freshman, and you look at it as a failure because it's under 75%. But let's say next year he's 14 for 17 and 20 for 22 his junior year. He gets drafted or whatever. Maybe comes back his senior year, he's 30 for 30. Now you look at his body of work over time, and I think it's well worth the investment of effort, time, and that original failing that you don't even remember. I mean, we got swept by Tulane to start the season off. We had high expectations. We were going out to do damage, and we just didn't. I mean, those games are so far in our past right now that it doesn't even matter. So just something to think about. You know, I agree with the article. I thought it was a good article. But my argument isn't that the article is wrong or right. My argument is more coaches should be into it. In my opinion, just this year, I think people are more aggressive this year than I've seen in a long time. I mean, we face a lot of teams that are pushing the envelope, that are trying to generate some more pressure at different angles. And I also think pressure is something we can talk about, to where just knowing as a team you'll do it might be worth a pickoff. Something to think about.